If you have a Bible with you today, or you can watch on the screen, John chapter 20 is my text this morning. Let me read part of it. John chapter 20. And they stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said that, he showed them his hands and his side. Then his disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father," and here's the phrase, "as the Father has sent the Son, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they will be forgiven, forgiven them. And if you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." And then drop down to verse 26. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Would you bow your heart with me, please? Dear Lord, we ask you to speak to us, that we will just get maybe just some little glimmer here this morning of the truth that you want shared to our hearts. We would say, speak to us, Lord, and make us, that our lives will be revolutionized by the word of the Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't often ride on the SkyTrain, but I did on Friday. And it's quite an adventure in itself. Running like crazy, I had less than a minute to catch. I saw that number flash. Said, "No, no, no." They don't wait for you. You notice that? Nobody waits. And so I got on the C bus. And I chatted with somebody on the C bus. And then when I got off the C bus, I had to catch I was going to Richmond. And so I got on the SkyTrain, and Val helped me so I didn't get lost like a kid losing their mitts or something, winding around on the SkyTrain. So I went to Richmond, and I was meeting some people there. And I met some people on that line as well. Had the meeting, raced back, and just repeated that. I must have made contact just ever so briefly in a kind of a bus kind of a way, train kind of a way. I must have talked to seven people, just chatting with seven people. And it drove home the point that I'd like to share with you today. And that is that there would be a mission, a sense of mission on our hearts, that if nothing else happened, that mission would reside on us, and we would say to one another, "How's the mission going?" We say, "It's going well. Good. I've been praying for the mission." You see, these four thoughts that I'm going to share with you, they're not new to you. Oh, far from it. But they're powerful thoughts. I call them four life-changing thoughts that have this. See, it's not a matter of me getting hold of the text. It's a matter of the text getting a hold of me. It's not how many times you read your Bible. It's how many times you go through your Bible. It's how many times your Bible goes through you. And as your Bible, as the Word of the Lord goes through you, things somehow lodge in your heart. Now, I've been thinking of this, and I'm praying about this, that somehow God would give me a greater sense of the mission. I mean, I know generally what it's about. After all these years, I should know something about what it's about. But that something would be in your heart this morning, in my heart, we say, we are on a journey together, and it could be the best journey we've ever been on. Let me take you through it, and take myself through it as well. And these four life-changing thoughts, let it really do its work within you and within me. Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me." Imagine that. Jesus has been sent. How did he get here? The Father sent him. "As the Father has sent me," and he said, and here it is, "I'm sending you. I'm sending you." There they were, behind closed doors. The text says the doors were locked. And Jesus, in verse 19 and in verse 21 and in verse 26, Jesus says, in the light of these locked doors, there they are huddled together, He says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And he says it three times. That here, in other words, he's saying, here is my peace. Share it everywhere you go. Wherever you get an opportunity, share my peace I give to you. Go with it. Let it fill you and cover you and surround you and smother you. That we just say the peace of the Lord is with us and around us. Here is my peace. Go and share it with anybody and with everybody who will listen. It's kind of interesting. Yesterday, Val and I, for our Valentine special, were in Deep Cove, which is not that far away for most of us to picture where that would be. And we had a lunch, so we sat outside on a bench. And while we sat there, Val said, we must be a magnet here, because we were only there about 3 minutes, it seemed like, with our food, sitting there on this bench, a little bit out of vision of other people just walking by. And this older Hungarian man shows up and started talking to us as if we knew him, right? We didn't know him, and he was asking where we were from, what we were doing there. Found out that he had lived in northern BC, and now he was living across the street from where we were sitting. And he gets talking and chatting away, and he got angry when we started talking about politics. it was really a funny moment. But you know, that was a completely different culture from what I'd met on the SkyTrain and the taxi. It was just different group of people. But all that I just sensed, they did not know the peace of Jesus, nor did they know the life-changing message. This is part of the mission. That there's another people group that man, bless his heart, that man needs to know the Lord. Friendly. I'm sure if he's probably still there if we went back there. We still see him there. I'm sure he talks with everybody. With nothing unique about us. We were next in line. He sees us. Oh, some fresh people here I can bore the life out of, right? That's probably what happens for some. We engage him in conversation, and I said, well, maybe we'll see you again. Yeah, maybe see you again. And I thought, that's funny. That's interesting. So whether it's a Hungarian older man or whether it's somebody from China or somebody from India, that's part of the mission of sharing this glorious, wonderful, life-changing thing called the gospel. So we share it with everybody. So in John chapter 20 and verse 20, he reminds them, first of all, of his crucifixion. And he says he showed them his hands and his side. And again in verse 21, Jesus says to them, peace be with you. And I suppose that Jesus proclaimed peace. It reminded them of his crucifixion and the promise of his peace. And he said, I'm sending you. The essence here is, I, because my Father sent me, and I have fulfilled what I was supposed to do, now I'm sending you. From this point on, the reason for getting up in the morning will be to see how the mission is going. To see how the mission is going. Is it going on track? Because we have been sent. I am sending you. And with this one command, Jesus announces 2,000 years of church direction. 2,000 years of direction for the church. We know what it's about. We can forget about it once in a while. We get forgetful. But that 2,000 years is that this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and proclaim my peace and proclaim my love and tell them of what my death for them has meant. 2,000 years. And every once in a while, it comes in perfect clarity when I get it. I get why I'm here and why the Lord saved me and came into my life. And I can say, I get it. And then it closes and socks in. And I can go for weeks and months and months and months and months. And I just do church. I do the things that, you know, you do in a church. And then the winds will blow again a little bit, and then I see it with perfect clarity, say, how could I miss that? How could I get off of that? It is so abundantly clear what should focus our attention. It's the mission. That's why we're here. Not for any other reason. I'll touch on some of these things in just a moment. So Jesus complains that we, too, like him, we have something in common. He's been sent from the Father, and we've been sent from Jesus to do all that he told us to do, to love people, tell them of his great love for them. And so the church is sent. If I'm over at the mall and I'm coming back to this, even the building where we gather here, this isn't the church, by the way, is it? That's the mystical part of it. It's bigger than this. But when I get a sense of this, that this church has been sent. I don't know if we all, it's like me, that fades from time to time, quite often. And then I forget about it. I start doing other things, all kinds of church things, endless church things, right? And you do endless church things. And it's basically all good. It's perfectly good, in fact. But then something clears for us, and we realize that the church is sent, and I am sent, and you are sent, because you, and I could speak with absolute clarity here, you personally are God's missionary to the world. You are God's missionary to the world. I am God's missionary to the world. I've been sent as clearly as Jesus has been sent. Absolutely is clear. There was no doubt in Jesus' mind that he was sent, and there ought to be no doubt in my mind to be clear on the mission, because we are God's missionaries to the world. That's me. That's you. It's kind of exciting. So we gather together. We'll hold hands, or we'll pray. We'll hear somebody preach the scriptures. We'll worship a little bit. We'll do some things. But what we must do is never give up the ultimate reason why we're here. We're here because we're sent. We've got something to do. It's pretty exciting. Pretty wonderful, actually. You see, God's Valley Church, it's only one part of the body. I'm aware of that. Valley Church is God's instrument to reach the world. When you drive by, when you drop in on a Sunday or a midweek, you come by the church. This is our building, but there's more going on because we are thinking differently. It's farther. It's bigger than this, much, much bigger, and it involves us. We've got something to do. We are sent on a mission by God. And I have to stop and ask myself, if I am a missionary, am I a good one? That's the question, right? Am I a good one? Because in our own community, the world has come. The world has come to our community. You can complain all you want about high prices on homes. Those people, sure, prices sure go up. You've missed it. I've missed it. This is an opportunity. You don't have far to go. You can engage in conversation from almost anybody in the whole world within minutes. And if they're lonely and they're finding their way around, you can have a conversation that could be very profound, extremely profound. Why? Because they were lonely as all get out, and you just were chatted with them. And next thing you say, you want to go for coffee with me, or would you like to come to our place? I'd like you to meet my family. It could be an amazing adventure. That's why we're here. And could it be sweeter than that? I don't think so. So we're called to be on missionary duty in our community. So we look around and we say, is there anybody that God would have us really draw close to our hearts, not proselytizing? I don't think anybody would want that. I wouldn't want that if I went to another country and people are proselytizing me. But sharing the love of Jesus and passing on peace be unto you, that no one's ever offended by that. And then we have an opportunity, Lord willing, to share the message of the cross. So we're in our community. Of course, now here's the point. Naturally, we want to be protective of our preferences. Well, I want the music to be like this, and I want that to be like this, and I like it how it used to always be like that, and I want to be with my friends, and I want to, and you start dictating, and I start dictating how I think that should go. But we'd have to say, we know you want to protect your interests and protect your preferences, and I know this is how you like it, and I know all these people, they're, you know, we don't know who they are, they seem different than the rest of us. We can't let that hijack. The mission, we say it's not. We're called to all kinds of people. Peoples. Peoples, that's for sure. Not just one kind, but all kinds. Matthew chapter 28, 18 to 20. He said, I send you to the nations. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All authority, Jesus, is given unto me. Now go. And where do we go? We go to the peoples. We go to the nations. And Jesus sets the stage by emphasizing his authority. He said, I have all authority. Whatever there is to do with authority, I have it. It's rooted in me. So be aware that the all-powerful one is the one that sends us to people who are in need. We must go to all the people groups. And this is not so much even a missionary message as a reality of what it means to be saved and what it means to live the life of Christ is to embrace the people that God loves. So to all kinds of people. And so we do the same thing. We must go to all the people groups, all the nations, right? All the peoples. All the different people groups, because all the people groups need the gospel. Just think of that. There's no other answer. I'd like to think that if people later said, you know, I made my fortunes in Canada. I moved to Canada, I found my fortune. Why? Because I found the pearl of great price. The pearl of great price. And once you find that, then you're ready to go. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you to different kinds of peoples. It's not just one kind. There's different kinds of peoples that it just, for a moment of just of clarity, it can be, yes, of course. And I say, well, I don't care for those kind of people. They're kind of pushy, and I'm not too keen on this. They seem rather, you know, no, oh, you got to get away from that. I got to get away from that. Because the people are just, they'll have, there's different groups of people. And you'll meet one here and one there, and it won't matter to you. You may say, I'm looking at Mo, you may say, are you from Iran? Oh, you're from Ireland. You're a Hungarian, I meet in a deep cove. I see. It doesn't matter. They're just part of the whatever people group they're a part of. Our responsibility is to connect with that people group and to bring the love of Christ. And you know what I was thinking, especially because of the immigration, it wouldn't be hard to probably get somebody home for supper, would it? If you were to hang around a bus stop and just get chatting with somebody and said, listen, I really enjoy chatting. Would you like to come to my place for supper? I would think you probably would find there'd be somebody, right? Say, yes, I'd like to come to your house. Not just that you'd be friendly, but you would invite them into your house and have a meal. You know, because later, they'll have all the friends in the world. They'll have all the friends in the world. They won't need your friendship. They'll have, you know, groups they belong, clubs they belong to, connections that they have. But in those first few months and years, a friendship in a strange country, it must be like $1 zillion, wouldn't it be? I think so. It must be like $1 zillion. You're new. You don't know how the system works. You don't know anything about it, really. You know, you're brand new. And people seem not all that welcoming. And imagine somebody filled with God's Spirit, caring, loving. You say, welcome to Canada. And then you then, and that thing spreads, of course, to their friends, and it spreads around. As the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. Wow. These people groups, they all need the gospel. They don't need church. They don't need, most of these groups have a lot of religion. It's not a matter of more religion. Boy, that's the last thing they need. But when we get honest, we realize that it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. Really, it isn't. It's about Jesus, who somehow thought it was important to send us to peoples, whatever they would be, to proclaim the gospel in a way that makes sense. Right? I would think that there's probably tens and thousands of people who have never had an intelligent explanation of the gospel. They've heard about Christendom, but I mean the gospel. I'm sure they haven't. All kinds of views about it, but not to know the Lord. But it's not about that. It's not about me. Isn't it funny how it always seems to be? Is it about you? Well, my preferences. I don't know about you. I'm not a missionary. Oh, well, yes, you are. Yes, I am. Because that's the sending part. I am sending you. To peoples, to proclaim the gospel in a way they can understand, as somebody explained it to me. And so that is so we are a people who are sent, and we are sent with a message. Luke 24, 46 to 48. You've got the references there. But we have been called. We have been commissioned. And we've been consecrated. We're kind of spoiled. You know, I like hanging out with the people from our church. Our friends are here. It's you. But I know sometimes I have to say, listen, it can't just be about me and my friends. I have to step beyond my comfort zone and venture some love and some care to in their direction and see what would happen. See, we have this calling, this commissioning, this consecration. Who is commissioning us? Jesus. He said, I've saved you for a purpose. I saved you for a purpose. I'm smiling over at Jonathan. Yesterday we ran into Jonathan at Quarry Rock. He was flying down the mountainside. And Jonathan, was there not a lot of other people from different parts of the world? You could hardly walk on the trail. People. They were just looking for sightseeing. Right there, it's a Saturday. It's a day off. And it must have been 100 people on that trail. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable. And as I saw all these people, I thought, well, I wonder what their impressions are. They're taking pictures, of course, right? And everybody's just, so I knew they were tourists. Of course, we were taking pictures too. So maybe, I don't know what that makes. But anyway, all I'm saying is, boy, there was a pile of people. People. And just little connections you make. I don't think every contact is going to be that fruitful. But the ones that is, at least we said, I was there attempting to bring the love of God in a way that was kind and gentle and that spoke into their heart. So Jesus said, we are sent to all peoples and we're sent with a message. And the message is Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 9 and verse 10. You may want to peruse over that. It's quite an impacting word. So here's the message. What is the message? Here it is. That repentance and forgiveness of sins are to be preached in His name to all nations. Repentance and forgiveness of sin. So we call everybody to repentance. We say, Jesus said, listen, turn from your sin and embrace the Lord And as you embrace the Lord, this forgiveness of sins, your sins will be forgiven. All of your sins, past, present, and future. Those are the sins that will be forgiven. All of your sins. What other Savior offers that? None. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you to every people group with a message. God loves you. And He cares about you. And He wants you to know that love and experience that love. As you turn to Him, you come to Him today. He will forgive you for anything you've ever, ever, ever done. Wow. Now, I know it's more than that. There's more to the message than that. And yet there's less than the message of that too. So in the light of that, that we're sent and we have a message, it's not just welcome, but a message that God loves you and cares for you. And then that brings us to the fourth part of this, and that's that we're empowered. Jesus doesn't expect us to go out willy-nilly. He says, let me fill you with my Spirit. Let me anoint you. So you are empowered. In Acts chapter 1, yeah, you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And for some reason, the disciples had an inordinate interest in the end times. Does it sound familiar? An inordinate interest in the end of the age. And much like we have here in North America. Let me be honest with you as I'm trying to be honest with me too. How can I put this kindly? I think we seem to be more caught up with end time things and ISIS things, and that we're forgetting something. That doesn't affect us. I mean, it may scare us, but that doesn't affect us. That's not our concern. The end. When shall be the end of the age? That's what they said. And he said, that's not for you to know. But be filled with the Spirit. You shall receive power. Our only concern is the mission. That's our only concern, is the mission. We're not concerned about 666. We're not concerned about this and about that and what Mr. Obama did or what he didn't do. That couldn't be further from our interests. We have something greater. The Father has sent us. And it's not that Jesus didn't say you shouldn't be interested. He said it's not for you to worry about. That will all come. But be filled with the Spirit. That's what must be important. And I don't sense many Christians, they're more interested in about the earthquakes and about this and about that. And, oh, by the way, there was one last night, if you didn't hear that in the news. And so, now you know about it. 2.4 in Bowen Island. And we say, so? Doesn't change why we're here. We're here to be a blessing to a nation. To nations. And when we get that focus right, so he would say, especially to us evangelicals, Jesus says, don't get focused on that. Don't get focused on end time things. You can have a mild interest in it, but don't make that very important, because you don't see that in Scripture. But the message of reconciliation is very clear in Scripture. Nothing could be more clear. As Paul says, I have many peoples to win, to share with. But you shall receive power. So it's not about us. It's about Jesus saying, as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. To go and to make disciples of all different kinds of people. Different kinds of people. Different colors, different ethnic uniqueness. And there we are. Well, we just want them to know. We don't have an agenda. If we do, it's up front. To go and make disciples of all different kinds of people with a message of repentance and forgiveness of sins as a people who have received the power of the Holy Spirit. See, it's connected. We are missionaries of the gospel. And so what the plan is for my life, is that somehow Val and I are to open our hearts and open our home and show genuine love and concern in order that somebody, there might be one more, would come to Christ. That's why we're here. That's our job. That's our calling. It's pretty exciting. Missionaries of the gospel. The question is, are we any good? Are we any good as missionaries? We are missionaries. That's already been, he's already declared that. The question is, what kind of missionaries are we? Are we the kind that God would use because our hearts are inflamed, seeing all the people who don't know, as I assume, don't know Christ? And imagine what would happen if those four statements that were sent to all kinds of people groups, all kinds, not just one kind, all kinds, with a message of forgiveness and reconciliation, powered by the Spirit. And so there's only one question to ask every time we see each other. How's the mission going? It's going good. Had several opportunities to share the Lord. Invited somebody to a gathering. Oh, wonderful. That's great. It's beautiful. You see, as the thing will die out. The calling on your heart. You'll get the thing about this age that we're in. It's a sleepy age. It's easy to get distracted. Isn't it? It's very easy to get distracted. And yet, Kevin was telling me this morning that he said he was taking his son for practice, hockey practice, I assume it was. And he said, yeah, he said, it starts pretty early. And I'm thinking, what, 9, 10? It starts at 7. 7 o'clock in the morning, people are playing hockey. Yeah, all over the city. All over the city. And that's what they have to do because that's when they're I get that. What I would get, wouldn't it be something if we all had the same kind of passion towards the mission? Right? In other words, we get that clear too. Not either or. It's just that, boy, what dedication. And I said, Lord, let there be some dedication in me. That it wouldn't be such the end of the world if I had to get up early to pray or to meet with somebody. Because it happens all over our city all the time. People are committed to things. And so our calling is this calling of sent ones. So we ask the question, you see, if it's all about, if our main business is reaching people with the love of Christ, the question to ask is, how's business? Isn't it? How's business? And I'd like to think that as we close this service, I know one service never does anything in itself, but I wonder what would happen if we said, here am I, send me. And if we just even today, even this very moment here today, as we close this service, that we would say, here am I, send me. I'm not necessarily planning on going anywhere. In this case, I can just get out and jump on the bus and meet the whole, everybody from the whole world. Young people, old people. Scary people. You know when you get on the bus and there's the person's talking, but he's not talking to you, and there's nobody else on the bell. You know, yeah, I know what you mean. Yikes. It's not quite as smooth as you picture it. But nevertheless, there you are. People of all kinds, we are called to reach. I'd like you to stand with me as we do this. Oh, there she is. I couldn't see. Yeah, just play softly. You know, when I was preparing this, I asked the Lord for me. I don't need to share that with you. And I felt him saying it's really a calling I've had all my life in one way. where I felt him say, Owen, my word is forever and ever 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 and ever. And people are forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. These thousands of people, Jimmy Pattison told me that there's going to be a million more coming to Vancouver. A million more. He said, if you want to know what it's going to look like, go to Hong Kong. It'll look quite a bit like that. That's what he said. Wow. But people are forever. None of those people are going to die. They're going to go somewhere. They don't cease to exist. And so our calling is really clear. We present ourselves and say, Lord, I don't know how you want to do it, and I feel so inadequate, but I'm giving myself to you, that you would send me. Even if it's across the street, right? Even if it's down to Starbucks. Imagine the sent missionary to Starbucks. That's a high and holy calling. Some of you might as well be doing that, myself included. So you don't have to come to the front necessarily. That there's no merit in that in itself. But it might be good for us just to stand in the presence of God to declare where we're at. Here's where I'm at. I am sent. I don't know how I get off of that. Because people are forever and His word is forever. That's so clear. So focus every time, all your energies, if you're going to have to do anything, focus it on that. And so, just as Christina plays softly, you might want to come forward and just stand in God's presence and say, I'm here, Lord. I'm here. I'm here for my commissioning. I'm here for my being sent. The stuff scares me, Lord, but here I am. Yeah. You're just indicating your direction. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry, he said he would give you the power and be his peace, so he'll give you peace. And all he's waiting for now is you and me to say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Let's go. Let's go, Holy Spirit. Let's go. Let's go. To the nations. Thank you, Lord. To the person next door. To the tribe down the street. The people group. That other corner. Lord, purify our hearts so there's no ulterior motive here. Just let your love be the change agent. So here we are. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you'll have to give us some strategic planning ideas. Whether we should have somebody in our home or whether we should take, or we don't know all the details. But they need more than friendly people. They need friends. So, dear God, make us a friend to somebody. But they'll look back and say, when I got to that country, that glorious country of Canada, there was a fellow that became a friend. There's a lady that became a friend. And that's how I got saved. So Lord, I thank you for sending Sammy Sherrard to Davidson with the gospel. Halfway around the world to knock on my door. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. If you have something to say, make it a prayer. Would you do that? But if you'd like to add to my prayer, just add yours. But make it a prayer. Lord, we know that the people that we are interacting with will never find anything better than you. You are the pearl of great price. You are the altogether delightful one. Thank you. Now, Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, to make this moment count. And that somehow, some way, we'll be obsessed with the mission. That every people group that calls this place home would come to know you. That we would come with your love and your peace, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're born of the Spirit and led by the Spirit.
Yeah, good.
Father, we thank you for the adventure.
Yeah.
For being able to participate in your love.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, God, for the adventure. That's it. Thank you for the adventure. Don't let it ever change, Lord. The adventure. We were saved to serve. We were saved to love and to share your peace. Could you have made it more clear? My peace I give you, my peace I give you, my peace I give you. I guess we would probably need it. Thank you. Somebody else. Yeah, cleanse our hearts. We have pure hearts, holy hands. Yes. Yes.
And move through us to bring glory to your name.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Lord, we even today we're asking if there is some despairing soul on the road of life today that we interact with, someone who's heartbroken, someone who's disappointed, someone who's thirsty and tired, that are just weary and worn out. Take us to that one. Let us be led of the Spirit, Lord, not just going in every direction, but specifically, you've got somebody just to be in the right place at the right time with the right word. So thank you, God. Thank you. How we need you, Holy Spirit, in this venture. How we need you. Is there one more? So, Lord, we thank you that Valley Church is planted right here, the building. And we pray, God, that in the weeks and months ahead, that we'll hear of this one and that one has come to know the Lord. We ask you to use us like we've never been used before. And we thank you. Help us not to lose track of our calling. And we bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, amen. The Lord bless you. Join us. This is an absolutely gorgeous Sunday. So take advantage of it and join us on the patio if you can. Thank you.